Welcome to today's Mishnah Yomi. Today, Emirat Hashem, we are going to cover Neseches Tainis Perek Beis Mishnayis Vav through Zayin, the second chapter of Tainis, Mishnayis 6 and 7. So, a word of introduction to Mishnah Vav, to Mishnah 6, which is, we know that the Kohanim did not all serve in the Beis HaMikdash at once. Rather, the Kohanim were split up into what we call 24 Mishmoros, 24 watches, 24 groups. Each group went ahead. Now, each group is comprised of multiple families. Each group served in the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week at a time. Over the course of that week, each group was made up of Bate Avos. Bate, a Beis Av is a family. So you have a Mishmar, which is like a cohort, and the cohort is made up of multiple Bate Avos, multiple families. And each Beis Av, each family would get to serve a different day in the week of their Mishmar. And on Shabbos, everyone would serve together. So again, you have 24 Mishmoros, 24 cohorts. Each cohort made up of multiple Bate Avos family. Each cohort gets a week, and each Beis Av, each family gets 1 day of that week. Shabbos, everyone serves together. So interestingly enough, Mishnah above is going to talk about the obligation that the Kohanim, who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash, have vis-a-vis these communal fast days. The Mishnah says as follows, Shalosh Ta'anilos HaRishonos. And for the first three fasts, remember again, it doesn't really mean the first three, because remember, as the Mishnah we saw earlier said, the first three fasts was actually only observed by the Talmidei Chachamim. But what it means is the first three fasts, which were communal fasts, Anshei Mishmar, which means the Kohanim, whose week it was to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, Misanin. Ultimately, again, they fast, Velo Mashlimin, but they do not need to fast until evening time. So what it seems to indicate is as follows, that for the Kohanim whose shift it was, for the Mishmar whose shift it was that week, they observe the first three fast days, but they only fast a partial day. Now, what's interesting about this is as follows. I understand, of course, actually, let's read the next phrase and then we'll understand. V'lo mashlim means they don't fast the entire day. V'anshei beis av. However, the kohanim who are on call that day, lo hayu mis'anin klal. So just to clarify this, let's assume for a moment we're talking about a Monday, just to keep things easier, because remember again, the fast days are Monday, Thursday, Monday fast days, bahab. So to explain, so you have, we'll call it Mishmar Aleph, the first Mishmar. Mishmar Aleph is comprised, we'll call it, of multiple families, multiple Bate Avos. So let's call it that the Beis Av, the family of Aaron, just for illustrative purposes, the family of Aaron is, it's their day. Monday is their day. So let's work backwards. The Mishnah explains that on the fast day of Monday, the Aaron family does not go ahead and fast at all. And the logic behind that is that since they're serving in the Beis HaMikdash, we want them to have their complete strength for all of the Avodah, and therefore again, they do not fast at all. Now, in addition to that, the Mishnah teaches us that what about the other families who aren't serving on Monday? So let's say, for example, you have a Pinchas family of Kohanim. So let's say their day is not until Tuesday. But nevertheless, the Mishnah says, so they'll fast part of the fast on Monday, but they won't complete the fast in its entirety. Why not? Because interestingly enough, let's say the sacrificial service of Monday was too much for the Aaron family to handle on their own. What would happen is the Pinchas family, or any other family for that matter, would pitch in to help them with the additional sacrificial work. So because technically speaking, every family is on call every single day, so the Mishnah says we don't want any of the Kohanic families fasting the entire day. So for the family that's actually on call that Monday, they won't fast at all. But for the other Kohanic families who are in the Beis HaMikdash that week, even though Monday is not their on-call day, they'll begin the fast, they'll fast for part of a day, but they will not fast the entire day. That's the halacha for the first three fast days. Ay, shalosh shnios. What about the second set of three fast days? Here the Mishnah says, Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin U'mashlimin. So in this case, the non-on-call Kohanic families will fast the entire day, reflecting the additional intensity of this second set of fast days. V'anshei Beis Av Mis'ana V'lo Mashlimin. But the Kohanim who are on call that day, they'll fast a partial day, but will not complete the fast until evening. Sheva Achronos. What about when we get to the last seven fast days, which again are the greatest level of intensity? Elu ve'elu Mis'anin U'mashlimin de Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua holds when you get to the last seven fast days, everybody fasts the entire time, both the on-call family as well as the other Mishmar families. So this is the construct of Rabbi Yoshua. So again, in Rabbi Yoshua's model, for the first three fast days, the on-call Kohanic family doesn't fast at all. The rest of the Kohanic families who are on call that week fast part of the day. For the second three fast days, the on-call family begins the fast, but doesn't end it, only fasts the partial day. The rest of the Kohanic families on call, the Anshei Mishmar, fast the entire day. And when you get to the last seven, everyone is fasting the entire fast day. Now the Chachamim disagree. And the Chachamim say, Shalosh ta'anios harishonos elu ve'elu lo hayu mis'anin klal. So the Chachamim say no. When it comes to the first three fast days, none of the Kohanim who are part of the Mishmar of that week fast at all. The first three, no on-call Kohanim are fasting at all. Shalosh Nios, what about the second set of three fast days? Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin V'lo Mashlin. In that case, again, the on-call families will begin the fast but won't complete it. The Anshei Beis Avlo Hayu Mis'anin Klal. But the on-call family wouldn't fast at all. So you see what's happening. The Chum of a different construct. Sheva Achronos, the last seven fast days, Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin U'mashlimin, the on-call Kohanim will begin and complete the fast. The Anshei Beis Av Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin. But the actual on-call Kohanim, right? The Kohanim whose day it is that day, they will begin the fast, but they will not go ahead and complete it. So again, in the Chachamim's construct, for the first three fast days, the Kohanim who are serving that day, as well as the rest of the shift, the rest of the Mishmar, no one fasts. The second set of three fast days, the Kohanim, who are actually serving that day, do not fast at all. The rest of the on-call Kohanim, they go ahead and begin the fast, but do not complete it. And for the seven final fast days, the Kohanim, who are actively working that day, they will not fast at all. But the on-call Kohanim will begin the fast, but will not complete it. So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Yoshua and the Chacham. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, namely that we adopt this second model of the fast days for the Kohanim. Now, interestingly enough, once we begin the conversation regarding the Kohanim, the Mishnah segues into another discussion as well. Mishnah Zayin. Anshei Mishmar Mutarim Lishtos Yayin Balelos Aval Lo B'yamim. It's an interesting halacha. So the Anshei Mishmar, remember again, so the Mishmar represents the cohort. So the members of the Kohanic cohort are permitted to drink wine at night, but not by day. So remember again, a Kohen is not permitted to do the Avodah, is not permitted to perform any aspect of temple service while under the influence. And while under the influence just means having consumed a revius of wine. Now, a revius is not a lot, 3.5 ounces. Is a revius. So what the Mishnah says is like this. The Anshei Mishmar, who are the Kohanim, whose week it is in the Beis HaMikdash, they could drink wine at night, but not by day. So the reason not by day is because, remember, again, every Kohen, technically speaking, is on call. Because let's say if the family whose day it is, there's just too much sacrificial service, everyone pitches in. So if you are part of the Mishmar of that week, you cannot drink wine during the day, but you could drink wine at night. Va'anshei Beis Av, but the Kohanim, whose day it is, who are on call for that day, their day, lo bayom v'lo balayim, they can't drink wine by day, obviously because they're doing the avodah, nor can they drink wine at night. Now, what are we concerned about by night? Because maybe they'll have some leftover sacrificial service to perform at night. You'll say, we don't do sacrificial service at night. That is true with one exception, which is, if there's leftover fats and limbs from any of the karbanos that were offered up that day, you could burn them on the Mizbeach that night. Anshei Mishmar va'anshei Ma'amod. Similarly, again, the Anshei Mishmar refers to the Kohanim whose week it is in the Mikdash, right? That's the cohort of Kohanim who are in the Mikdash that week. Now, the Anshei Ma'amod is something very interesting. The same way that we made cohorts of Kohanim who served in the Beis HaMikdash 1 week at a time, there were also cohorts of Yisraelim who were present in the Mikdash for 1 week stints as well. Now, the reason for that was as follows. Because every single day we offer up a Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, a morning communal sacrifice and an afternoon communal sacrifice. And these karbanos are offered up on behalf of the collective. Well, in order for them to be offered up on the behalf of the collective of Klal Yisrael, There has to be Klal Yisrael representation. So every week in the Mikdash, there was a group of Yisraelim, a cohort of Yisraelim, who were there representing the collective nation. So the Mishnah says, both the Mishmar, the Kohanic cohort, as well as the Yisrael cohort, whose week it was in the Mikdash, listen to this, Asurin Milasaper Umilachabes. They are not permitted to go ahead and take a haircut, right? Or to launder their clothing that week that they are on call. Now, why not? And this is actually quite amazing. The Gemara explains, because we want to make sure that they properly groom and clean their clothing before their shift starts. You see, the concern is that if we allow them to do it during that week, the Kohanim will say, okay, I have plenty of time, I'm going to be in the Mikdash anyway. I'm not working every single day in the Mikdash. I had planned to get a haircut. I'll just get it later on this week. Or I'll get a haircut a little bit later on this week. Same thing with the Yisraelim. In order to ensure that that does not occur, the rabbis said, you cannot cut your hair and you cannot launder your clothing the week that you are on call, the week that your cohort is on call in the Beis HaMikdash. This would incentivize everyone to take care of these things before their cohort week began. However, b'chamishi, but on Thursday, right, that Thursday of their week, mutarin. They are permitted to launder, they're permitted to go in and cut their hair, mipnei kavod ha-shabbos. Because remember, even if a person took care of their laundry or took care of their personal grooming prior to the start of their week, l'kavod Shabbos. Out of honor for Shabbos, we want to be properly groomed, properly laundered, and therefore halacha l'maisa, these cohorts, the Kohanic cohort, the Israel cohort, are permitted to go ahead and cut their hair and launder their clothing on Thursday afternoon for Kavod Shabbos, out of Kavod, out of honor and deference to the Shabbos. We will stop over here. In Meret Hashem, we will continue tomorrow in Mishnayis Ches and Tes. I know it's a little bit of a longer shiur today. Thank you for your patience. And in Meret Hashem, looking forward to continuing tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.